Concluding words. It's time to sum up. How do I relate to the four dilemmas I described in the paper? As economic theorists, we organize our thoughts using what we call models. The word model sounds more scientific than fable or fairy tale, though I don't see much difference between them. The author of a fable draws a parallel to a situation in real life. He has some moral he wishes to impart to the reader. The fable is an imaginary situation which is somewhere between fantasy and reality. Any fable can be dismissed as being unrealistic or simplistic, but this is also the fable's advantage. Being something between fantasy and reality, a fable is free of extraneous details and annoying diversions. In this unencumbered state, we can clearly discern what cannot always be seen from the real world. On our return to reality, we are in possession of some sound advice or relevant arguments that can be used in the real world. We do exactly the same thing in economic theory. A good model in economic theory, like a good fable, identifies a number of themes and elucidates them. We perform thought exercises, which are only loosely connected to reality and which have been stripped of most of their real-life characteristics. However, in a good model, as in a good fable, something significant remains. Like us, the teller of fables confronts the dilemma of absurd conclusions, since the logic of his story may also lead to absurd conclusions. Like us, the teller of fables confronts the dilemma of response to evidence. He wants to maintain a connection between his fable and what he observes. There is a fine line between an amusing fantasy and a fable with a message. Like us, the teller of fables is frustrated by the dilemma of fable-less regularity when he realizes that sometimes his fables are not needed to reach useful observations. Like us, the teller of fables confronts the dilemma of relevance. He wants to influence the world, but knows that his fable is only a theoretical argument. As in the case of fables, absurd conclusions reveal contexts in which the model produces unreasonable results, but this may not necessarily make the model uninteresting. As in the case of fables, models in economic theory are derived from observations of the real world, but are not meant to be testable. As in the case of fables, models have limited scope. As in the case of a good fable, a good model can have an enormous influence on the real world, not by providing advice or by predicting the future, but rather by influencing culture. Yes, I do think we are simply the tellers of fables. But isn't it that wonderful?